Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Rapture-Centric Church. Judy and Luco here.
Hello.
So during that beautiful worship music, couldn't you just see Jesus like dancing like a snake charmer and us just kind of grooving and dancing with him like
I was just picturing Bill sitting by a pond.
Awesome. I love it. I know, right? Bill's crazy. Hey, Michelle's on the line. I want to say hi to Joe. Hi, guys. You're unmuted.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Alana.
Hey.
Hey, girl. Help
hey,
bae,
baby.
Bae.
How are you doing? Hey, guys. No, there's only one bae. There's only two. You can just say hey, bae. You know, this is a big country, and we have different accents, different kind of regional words and phrases, and that's just sort of a mid-Atlantic kind of a, you know, D.C. draw, you know?
Thank you so
much for the show last night. It was a thing of beauty, and I want to do a shout-out to my brothers and sisters in the chat room who were frozen.
Wow. Did you hear that, chat room? Alana loves you. Roman, Michelle, Raina, Kenneth, and our two guests that are in the chat room, please make a profile real quick. We'll give you 15 minutes. We're glad you're here, but you got to make a name and come back. Otherwise, I kick you. Go ahead, Alana, go ahead.
There's nothing more to say than I have been completely drunken, people. I was a danger to self and others. I have just been drunken all day. And what I finally came around to feeling was that one of your church members was also drunken. And I don't know who it was, but whoever it was, believe me, I was standing with you. I was feeling you. Somebody was really in the spirit today, and God love you.
Well, that'd be me. I'm always drunk. You should call me up, and we should have a drunken party. Okay, ready? Write down my number, 408.
I'm on the phone. I'm a technological retard.
Okay, so here you go. Michelle has some amazing – everyone on the line will be unmuted in case you want to jump in. But, Michelle, I'm so glad she called. She just made a video And she, after the church last night, she had the most amazing experience with the Lord. And, oh, my goodness, tell them, Michelle, tell them.
All right. So, yeah, basically after the show ended, I had this feeling that God wanted me to either go listen to worship music and worship him through that, or go sit on my couch and read my Bible. So I grabbed my Bible and started sitting on my couch and reading. And I didn't get very far until I heard the Lord say to me, lay down. And so I laid down on my couch, and then I heard him say, shut the Bible, put it down, and close your eyes. And so I did that, and I heard him say something about, I want to show you my love. And I kind of sensed that he wanted me to, or wanted to surprise me with something. So I was just laying there with my eyes closed for maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and I really wasn't sure what to expect. I wasn't sure if I was going to hear something or feel something. But then I heard him say something about, it will occur on the 4th. And at first I was like, the 4th? What? I was like, you mean the translation will occur on the 4th? And he said, yes. And I was just super happy about that news. I was like, oh, wow, that's so exciting. And then I opened up my Bible, and I was looking at the page far as, I guess, trying to get confirmation through numbers of what he had just told me. And so I was looking, and then finally I looked at the top of the page, and I just happened to be on page 400. And so I was like, oh, wow. So, yeah, I was pretty happy. So basically the Lord told me that the translation will occur on the 4th, and I'm pretty sure he means the 4th of April, because I'm pretty convinced that the rapture and translation will happen this month. So, yeah, and also I actually had a dream last night. Not entirely sure if this dream was prophetic or not, but in my dream, me and my mom were going to see my grandma for vacation, and we got there, and it was time for me to go to bed. And my mom had, she wasn't there or something, and so I was like, okay, I'll just go to bed, and then she'll come in later. And so I woke up the next morning, and she wasn't there. I couldn't find her anywhere. It's like she had just disappeared or something. And then I was looking around for my grandma, and I couldn't find her. It's like she had just disappeared. So I thought that was weird. And in my dream, I just intuitively knew that the red blood moon was going to occur in either 2 or 3 nights from when I was there. And so, and also in my dream, I knew that the moon was already starting to turn red, but that the full red blood red moon would not occur for a couple or a few nights. And so I woke up, and I didn't think of anything of that at first, but then later on today I started thinking about it. I was like, well, maybe my mom and my grandma disappearing represents the rapture, and then the blood moons, of course. I don't know if this is prophetic, but if it was, maybe it's suggesting that the rapture could occur, the worldwide rapture could occur a little bit before the red blood moons, maybe by 2 or 3 days or so. And if that's the case, it actually does kind of line up with my word that I got yesterday, because if we get translated on the 4th, then a week from that would be like about, April 11th or 12th, and that is about a few days until April 15th, which is the first red blood moon. So, I don't know, it's just like really cool. I've been super excited all day.
Wow. I know, when I got your inbox, I was just thrilled. Let me let Leah on the line. Hi, Leah. Did you hear all this amazing stuff Michelle's telling us?
No, I just got here. What did I miss? It sounds like something good.
Well, Michelle's on the line. Her YouTube channel is Jesus Girl, and I just liked her video to my channel. And she makes really anointed videos, but she God just told her yesterday he wanted to talk to her. And long story short, you just missed it. You can hear it in the archive or watch her video, but he's coming on.
I have some things that I was just thinking of as Michelle was talking about the thing. I just thought it was interesting. I don't know if I'm just really slow and just now caught on to this, but you know how the Lord told Michelle it was on the 4th? I'm thinking the translation is referring to the 4th of April, and then he could be referring to the translation and the rapture at one time, like giving two messages separately but at the same time. Like, the rapture is obviously on the 4th because it's the 4th month, you know, of the year, and then we'd be leaving on the 4th day. And it's also just really cool because the Lord told me a while ago I wouldn't make it till the end of this week, you know. And Friday is like the start of the weekend, you know, and that's April 4th. And like Roman was getting that, we just passed our last weekend. Joe is getting that, we just passed our last weekend. You know, and all this crazy stuff is like all pointing to the 4th, you know. So I really believe it.
And another weird confirmation I got, I guess it's the confirmation, but the video I uploaded, it literally took me 4 times to upload the video.
Okay, that's funny. That's funny. 4 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michelle, that's
wow.
Awesome. This is Katie.
Oh, yeah, I forgot
I
had Katie on the line.
Yeah,
awesome. Hi, Katie. Everyone that's on the line, don't go, okay? Hi, Katie. What's up? Did you hear awesome
hey,
stuff,
Michelle?
Katie?
Is that Michelle? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who is that? Oh, hey. Hi. You're like my new favorite person. I'm kind of obsessed with you. Secretly.
Well, thank you for the word you gave me yesterday in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. God gave that to me, so. Yep.
Katie, we know that Katie's the RCC princess, and she said, you know, I'm a spoiled princess. I need God to give me another earthquake. Katie, we did get more earthquakes. Keeping up on it, right? He did spoil you, because after you sent me that text, I noticed that there was a 6.0 in, where did I see that at? Katie was so funny.
Hey.
She was like, well, another quake. It happened in, where is it at? There was a, where am I?
Katie's like the cause of Chili. It's all her fault.
No, not that.
Oh, 6.0 hit south of Panama. So are you happy, princess? Enough or no?
No,
I hope you're happy.
Nope, I want more.
Man, it's a really good thing Katie isn't God.
Oh, my goodness. It's exciting. You guys, it was really hard for me to sleep, I'm not going to lie. Like, it's just, come on, an 8.2, and God telling Michelle he's the 4th, and God told Luca this week, and God told so many people about the 15th. I just posted a dream somebody had. I don't know who this person is, but to my channel, and God's showing her the 15th. And, you know, it's exciting because God told, you know, he told RCC that in addition to today, to believing the rapture is today, believe it and be happy, he said, I'll continue to give my bride, I will continue to set dates with her. And it's really fun. It's fun. I mean, if you haven't jumped into the date-setting river, enjoy it. Because there's really more to it than just a date. It's God wooing you and flirting with you and setting dates. Can you imagine that? The God of the universe, who's running everything, who's keeping the earth on its axis, is giving you a date. I mean, if you really think about it, what an honor. I'm just blown away by it. So I stand with everybody. And all their dates, because God told me to believe all the dates that he's giving people. He said, believe them. And if there's something wrong with the date, I'll talk to you about it, but just believe it. Hey, Keith, welcome.
Hey.
Yay, so yeah. Everyone on the line, we have Anna, Michelle, Leah, Luke, Katie, and Keith. Yippee, this is fun. I love this church. I want to welcome Deborah and in the chat
room.
Michelle. Michelle's in the chat room. See, Michelle's a multitasker. Michelle's in the chat room and she's on the phone. And Katie's obsessed with Michelle, so Katie's all excited that Michelle called in. No, Michelle has a new video. Me and Katie are all, did you see Michelle's video? It's really fun. But if you're a guest in the chat, 10 more minutes and then I kick you out. You can still hear the show. You have to make a fake name and we'll welcome you back, okay?
Bye-bye.
So anybody want to share? I'm excited. Personally, I had a hard time sleeping. God is. I'm excited. Like if I was really in love with a real person
I'm
on earth.
I'm just happy that if it ain't today, tomorrow's my last day of work. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say something. It's nothing like people don't really already know. But you want me to share what I've been thinking was really cool.
Yeah, could you talk for another hour?
Well, yeah, it's nothing like whatever, but I'm really fascinated with this scripture that talks about the birth pains. It's like in Thessalonians, I think, and it talks about when they talk about peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them like a woman in labor. And it's just, I mean, the peace treaty has, I mean, I just, it's so cool. I just feel like the fact that the peace treaty is going to get signed in April and the destruction is exactly going to be 9 months, like a pregnancy. That blows my mind. I don't know why. It just does.
Because it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. So
women's labor really sudden.
I guess like in my head there's more to it, but it sounds so simple, but it really just blows my mind.
Rojo in the chat room said, yes, Kate, that scripture is fascinating. That's what she said. Katie, you're not in the chat room, so you can't see it. But, I mean, it is. It's just you can't get enough of how everything is lining up with God's word and also the personal revelation he gives us. And all the signs are lining up. You just can't help but keep repeating yourself. It's amazing.
Yep.
Just welcome, Grandma.
So what's the weather like?
Where? Hi, Grandma Pat. We love you.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. Love yous. You know there's an earthquake
Grandma.
In Panama. It just happened.
I know Katie caused it.
Yeah, I caused that, Pat.
Okay. Looks like they're coming up to get us.
Yeah, you didn't tell us how big the earthquake was.
Panama.
Yeah, how big, though? It doesn't matter. We know how big
five,
it is.
6.3.
How much?
Was it 6-something?
Yeah, I think
so.
It was just on the news, but I came over here.
Yeah,
so that's here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Every day it's an adventure. Yep. Oh, my goodness. Wow. But they don't have any.
M6 5 flare just happened, whatever that means.
Yes, that's from the sun. That's, that can cause problems.
Yeah, the solar, exactly, Pat. The solar flares are what causes all the earthquakes and the volcanoes to go off, because especially if they're facing the Earth, they release that solar flare hits the Earth, and then it screws up our electromagnetic energy field, and it also causes the earthquakes to go and the volcanoes to go. Usually after a solar flare hits the Earth, within 2 days, you'll see a big earthquake like clockwork.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. People don't realize that the Earth, that the flares from the sun can cause the tectonic plates to kind of get messed up, you know?
Oh, yeah. And 2 days afterwards, you always see it. It's in this whole year like that. Bigger one, you know, if it's a bad solar flare, 2 days after you hit it, see it hit the Earth.
So we're going to hear more stuff. I mean, Panama is just, you know, Chile and Panama is just the beginning, I'm afraid.
Yeah, exactly, Pat. And that 8.0 was huge. I mean, that was just huge. So,
yeah,
you know,
the aftershocks that are massive.
33 aftershocks. 33.
And there's that pattern, too, that pattern where you get a volcanic, you get underground water movement over in Indonesia because they have all kinds of stuff going on. And then you'll see, right after that, you'll see an earthquake in Alaska. And then, boom, you'll see one on the West Coast, anywhere from, you know, California, anywhere from you know, the United States all the way down to the coast of South America. But it's been that same pattern like crazy. Indonesia, Alaska, and then bam. But every single time it's been hitting South America, not been hitting the U.S. So we're overdue. We're primed.
Isn't the ring, the ring of fire is all down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's exactly
bad.
But it's that pattern, it's though, because it'll start off there, then hit Alaska, and then bam, hit the West Coast along the Americas. And we've missed it like every time, but we're revving up for one. And the next 188-day cycle, earthquake, is going to happen on April 15th, the Red Blood Moon, Jewish feast day. So Israel will be at war and the big earthquake, and we'll be c'est la vie in heaven. Praise God.
Things are shaking up. It's exciting.
Yeah. Nice pun.
It is fun. Luco.
I said nice pun.
Oh, yeah.
They're shaking up.
The last time I talked to you, Luco, let's see. What's going on with Luco? Are you going to work, right?
Love you, Luco.
Yeah, I work tonight.
Oh.
I know.
Love you, brother Luco.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. When you playing my song? I send you all those great songs, and then you play Judy's songs. You don't play mine.
It's hard for me to get some of these songs, man. Give me a break.
When Judy sends
you
the songs, Judy sends
you
the songs, hit
the
delete button. You play mine. I want mine. I want to play that Drift Away song.
Hey, I got
mine
the song
too.
Already, boy.
Oh, I sent you a mess of them.
Me any, Luco. Thanks.
I know. He's playing
I forgot.
Favorites.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you forgot because you don't want to.
I quit.
Exactly, Katie. Katie's playing
favorites.
You guys
favorites. Aren't getting any
she
songs now. Keep complaining.
Well,
I just wanted you to play
Katie,
the Little
every time
Mermaid
we,
song one time.
The Little Mermaid.
He hits the delete button. Katie, when he sees your songs, he hits that delete button on that email as fast as he can and mine. Then Judy's, he plays her song.
I don't play any. Judy never gives. The only song Judy's ever had me put up for her is like the Forever Young one.
Oh, that's lovely.
So whose songs are you playing? Yours?
Song.
Huh?
You're playing your songs then.
What? Because I already own like all this music. You realize I have to go find those songs and I have to go get the songs, you know, and sometimes it's hard.
Take your job off tonight, call in sick at work, and go through those songs. We can hear them.
Okay, Keith, yes. I will quit my job so I can go get two songs and put them on the freaking, whatever.
Oh, my goodness. Keith, if it makes you feel better, I need to feel like six songs on him to post.
You did what?
I gave Luco six songs that I wanted to post, and he could only get one. So he's not lying. He takes all the songs.
I know. I'm teasing him. We'll let it go for a day or two, and then we expect that Drift Away song to be played again.
You're complaining to me on Saturday, Keith. Wink, wink.
Oh my goodness. Ah, so Katie, on the chat, talk some more. What else is going on, Katie?
In the world?
No, with you.
Oh, you the. Do you have school today? How's
the world's
life?
Not you, Katie.
Yeah, it is.
I've just been going to class and school. I had to write three papers today, but it's really funny because all my papers were about landslides, earthquakes, floodings, drought, hurricanes, pretty
job,
much all
Katie.
That. And so I wrote papers. I wrote a 5-page paper on different articles that have been happening. Like I did the Yellowstone volcano, the California drought, the snowstorm on the Northeast coast. I did like just, you know, a bunch of end times news events.
Nice.
And then when I was in the library, the tornado siren went off in the library, and then the siren on the whole campus went off. It scared me off.
Yeah.
It was really loud. But, nothing's really new. I'm just waiting. Loving the dates. I can do the 4th. I can do that.
Yeah, we can do that. We can wait.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome John Doe to the chat room. We love you, John Doe. John Doe always loves it when Katie talks. So say something to John, Katie.
Hey, John.
Hey, call.
Do you ever call in? You need to call in.
Called in once. It was so awesome.
Call in, Joe.
Ever in the chat room.
Sorry.
He's available on the 4th.
I'm available to get
first. I'm exposed to Alana. Alana was, okay, you guys, let's play our scripture flip game. Okay, let's do scripture flip, and then we'll do some worship. And while we're on the
I got Alana's song that she wanted up there because I already owned it, so it was really easy.
Oh, no way. What's it called?
It's by the Eagles.
And it's up here? When did you put it up here?
Today.
I'm not sure if y'all can hear, but I was kind of sitting last night, and it occurred to me that if we are really close, then it's time for an altar call. You know, you could still get in, you know. So I just figured that the song by the Eagles, Desperado, that's the best altar song come to the altar I've ever heard. So that's why I sent it to you back.
Do you see it, Judy?
Yeah, I see it. We're about to an entire church body to that song. But I need someone to give me a scripture flip. I'm either going to read Alana's inbox to me.
I'll do a scripture flip. No, wait, no, really, is her inbox amazing?
Yeah, they always are. They always are. But no,
okay,
then
read your inbox then.
No, because then it's me talking again. So, Alana, read my...
Scripture
flip. Okay, bam. Okay. Ooh, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That was pretty nice.
Wow. That's beautiful. Thank you, God.
Well, I guess my treasure's in heaven. Thank you, God.
For once, I actually found a good Bible flip verse.
I want to welcome her.
Judy, you're like all crackly.
Okay, I want to welcome Tana. Hi, Tana.
Hello.
Hi, Tana.
Hello. Hi, I love
you
all.
Sweetie. Love you.
Shout out to chat. Shout out to the people listening. What's up?
A walk. Five.
Someone needs to be muted.
It's 530-554. Who's that? Welcome, 530. We're so called, but I don't know who you are. 530, did you want to talk? Hi.
Hi.
You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh, hi. This is Elizabeth. I thought I was just listening, but hey, I totally would love to say hi to you guys.
Hi, honey.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. We're so excited.
We're so glad you're here with us.
Thank you. I'm hoping to listen and call more. I guess I've been watching your videos, Judy, you and Little John, since a few months ago, and this is my first time tuning into the radio show.
Welcome.
Oh, we're so here.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
I know. What's the Lord been doing in your life lately? Anything exciting?
You know, actually, since last January,
the Lord gave me some visions, and that was the first time in my life, some prophetic visions, some of which have already come true. And that was the first time that's ever happened to me. So, yeah, basically the Lord just, like, after showing me those visions last year, just, like, pulled me out of the world, totally just separated me to the point where I couldn't even go back, like, if I wanted to. Not that I do want to, but, yeah, it's just, it would be hard to know where to start. That's why I was, like, calling to listen for a while and just kind of, I know at some point the Lord definitely wants me to talk with you guys, but I just wanted to tune in and kind of start, you know, one step at a time. It's hard to know where to start and where to stop.
Oh, hey, do you have a Bible handy? Elizabeth?
Unfortunately, at this second, I don't. I'm at the library. Well, there's one inside, but I'm outside.
Okay, awesome.
But, of course, there's one in my house. Yes.
Well, we'll be having church for the next 2 hours, so if you get near one, give us a scripture flip. You know, we play that game where you open it up.
Okay.
Well, we're going to stay on the line. And and then also I don't know if you know about chat, Elizabeth. You know how to get into the chat room and see everybody?
When I get on my computer, yeah, next time I listen to my computer, I will. I'm just on this new smartphone that I don't know how to use, so.
Awesome. Everybody in chat is like, tell her to come here, because it's fun, because we stay in chat.
Yeah.
We keep chat for like 8 hours and all that. Okay, well, let's worship.
Cool.
We're going to worship, and everyone on the line is unmuted, so anyone can share, because Jesus Christ is our pastor, and he has 4 hours a day. Let's see, Roman wants me to ask something. Ask him, Judy. What was that? Ask Luca what? What, Roman?
What does that boy want?
No, you know, Roman stays up all night in chat with me, so he's not thinking straight. Okay. All right. Guys, we're going to worship as a church. Here we go. This is Alana's.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you a hard one. I know that you've got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you will hurt somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy? She'll beat you if she tables. The queen of hearts is always your best bet. Not seem to me the bad things have been laid upon your table, but you're only one that you can't get. Desperado, all you need is a million. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. Yeah. Your prison is walking through this world all alone.
Thank you so much.
I really love that. Oh, let's welcome 864. Who's that? Welcome, 864.
Hey, what's going on?
Who's this?
Hogan.
Hogan?
Yeah.
Have you ever called in before?
No.
We're so glad you called in today. Are you rapture-centric?
Am I what?
Are you right?
Yeah. I actually got my childhood buddy here, Dustin Wright.
Oh, this is, I thought I recognized that number. Okay, yeah, Hogan. How's it going,
He gave me his number to call.
That's so cool. So you're listening.
What?
Oh, go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
I had a dream and I told him about it and he said it was a good idea to call in and like share.
Please share it. We'd love to hear it.
I just had a dream, like I was looking at the world and I walked out of my house and I just seen a bunch of black figures, like starting from the ground, and it's kind of like they were making a pole up to the sky, and like I said, I walked out my front door, and all of a sudden, you know, the earthquake and all that, and something came from out of the sky, like busted through, and all the black figures, it just disintegrated, and it was like this light shooting up into the sky, and the black figures, what I think is, was just people, and that was them going up. And there was one person in my dream that I remember that was sitting standing beside me, and they couldn't see what I could see, and they felt the earthquake, and I asked them if they seen what I just saw. And, you know, I knew it was time. I knew it was, time to go. And just the way that the person looked at me, I could tell that she couldn't see what I could see. So today, I had a dream last night, and today I called that person to tell them I had a dream about him. And I don't know, I just never talked to this person. It's been a long time since I talked to him. And it was just crazy.
Wow.
Me to, you know, to get out and spread the word.
Yeah. So, what do you think the dream is saying? It seems pretty obvious, but is there what is it in the dream? Do you believe the dream from God? Tell me.
I really don't know. It was just crazy. I've never had a dream about the rapture, ever. And to have one, like, I'll never forget the image. I could draw it right now. I would never forget the image that I've seen. I can't explain it. I can just tell you what I saw, and it just, I was a little life-changing. I feel like he just want, like, Dustin came to me and a couple of my buddies and spread the word, and I just feel like it's like a chain reaction. You just might have a sign, and then you talk to somebody you ain't talked to in so long, and it's just like a chain reaction. Maybe they'll talk to somebody else, and it just spread the word.
Amen. So thanks for sharing that so much. Do you believe the Lord's coming soon?
I really do.
You darn Skippy coming soon. We out.
Dustin.
Shut up, Dustin. No, I'm just kidding.
We ready.
Love you guys.
We're ready.
Well,
what's your friend's name again?
Hogan,
so much for blessing us with that dream. Hogan, would you like anyone to give you their thoughts on your dream, or do you just want to share it?
That's fine.
Is anyone on the line? Anybody? I know Keith loves to interpret things. Does anyone on the line want to share with Hogan what they think? Okay, that's cool. Well, that's so 914. You're on the line. Who's 914? So 914.
It's Steve. Hello. Is it me? It's Stacey. I'm driving, so I didn't hear Hogan dream, so I can't give my input on it.
No.
But I'm listening.
Cool. We're glad you're here.
I just want to tell you guys that I went to court today. The judge was overbooked, so I sat in court for nothing. But my court date is to be scheduled for April 23rd. And when I got in the car, I heard the Lord said, "You're not going to be here for that." So I'm like, okay.
Amen. Yeah, we out. You're all going.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited. You won't have to be here for that court date.
I'm excited, too. I'm tired of these people.
Stacy the Jamaican.
Hi, Dustin.
What is up?
Nothing. I'm ready to go home.
I wanted to share really quickly, like, okay, check this out about me and my friend. I had a dream about Hogan, and I have not seen Hogan in years. I had a dream that I was in a plane with Hogan, and I hadn't seen him in years. It was a good chance. I probably could have went my whole life without seeing this guy again, but I had a dream I seen him in a plane. 2 days later, I see this guy at the gas station, and I'm like, wow, I had a dream about him. I approached him. I was like, listen, I had a dream about you, dude. This is going on and stuff, and now here he is. He's having his own rapture dream, and God's bringing other people in his dream that he wants Hogan to reach out to. So like, that's really incredible, and it is going to be that girl probably going to have a dream about somebody that God wants her to reach out to. You know, it's just going to keep going, and it's really exciting. So he came over here today. They told him to call into the show, and we will be calling in. So that's just awesome, man. I love you guys here. Told him, hey, RCC is a family, man. We talk real. We're always so you're blessing. We're blessing people every day. You don't have to even talk if you don't want to. Just listen in, and you'll be blessed, man. You know, so. Really amazing what God's doing, because we out.
Yeah, God is the same. Everybody together.
Yes, I'm Stacy the Jamaican.
No, I was just saying that God is just intertwining everyone together and really bringing things, just like with my girlfriend at work, my coworker. It's like he's just like making it like showing us that I'm coming and I'm giving you signposts. And I'm just intertwining everyone together, and I'm just intertwining. It's a puzzle that he's, like, fitting together, and it's fitting together. That's what I can see.
Amen. Yep, that's what he's doing. He's making us all a family.
Absolutely.
Hey, I want to talk to this cool friend of Dustin's, Hogan. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, we're still here.
Are you excited to go to the other side?
Yeah, I'm ready. It's
ready.
It's everything that we could imagine. No pain.
Yep. Yeah.
Hogan's excited for this right now. This is his first time calling into the show. I told him he doesn't need me to call into the show. He'll probably keep calling to the show. But, yeah, man, it's just he's never had anything like this happen. So he's really like, I mean, he was over here shaking, talking about it because that's how miraculous it was. So, you know, it's really amazing.
Well, Hogan, we have to bless you because anyone that calls for the first time or joins in the chat room for the first time, we like to play a game on them. So you don't have to say anything, but what we're all going to do as a church is we're going to ask God what he wants to tell you through us. And so it's prophecy. I'm sure you know about that. It's a prophetic gift where we talk to God and God tells us things that he wants to tell you. Okay, so do you mind if we play that game on you, Hogan? All you have to do is listen.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, so we're gonna play telephone on Hogan. Everybody on the line is unmuted, but let's get in the mood. We're gonna worship God with a song. And Hogan, do you want to pick it? We can worship God with Guns N' Roses, Tom Petty, Pat Benatar, Michael Jackson, Lincoln Brewster. Why don't you pick it, Katy Perry?
Katy Perry.
Jackson. Okay, we already did Thriller yesterday, so let's see. I'll tell you what we got from Michael Jackson. Let's worship with let me see. I'm trying to find it right here. We're gonna worship God because Michael Jackson's in heaven. God told my little son, who's 10, little prophet. He told him he made it to heaven. And
what about
he really
the man in the mirror?
Okay, I'm gonna add. Oh yeah, I know that'd be a good one. Hogan. Here's all we have. We have Billie Jean, Black or White, They Don't Care About Us, and Thriller. Which one do you want to worship Jesus to?
They Don't Care About Us.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Jean. I don't care.
It's Hogan's turn, Katie.
sorry.
Hogan, Billie Jean, Black or White, They Don't Care About Us, or Thriller. Pick it.
Care About Us. How about that one?
Oh, cool. That's what I want. Okay, here we go. I worship the Lord as a church.
I really appreciate that.
That was awesome. Okay, so Hogan, we're going to operate in the prophetic right now. We just got to rock out with Jesus. I saw him boogieing on the floor. He always lets me see him dance. While we were worshiping, somebody had a word for Hogan. They said, Hogan, you are a beautiful and pure as wool as I made you. You will not be lonely in heaven. Somebody said in the chat room, Hogan, you are mine. That is why I gave you the dream, so you would know that I am coming to take you to heaven. I love you, Hogan. And Roman in the chat room, God says, Hogan, keep seeking me. You have a lot ahead of you. Your path is short. You will be with me soon. So much awaits you, son. Your time has come. I love you, Hogan. And God says to you through Ilana, Hogan, a beautiful and pure soul. Anybody on the line that's getting a word for our buddy Hogan?
Yeah, I have
childhood
one.
Friend. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, a Hogan, know that you are mine, and I have special rewards in heaven for your faithfulness and remembrance of me.
Hey, hey, Hogan's sitting, Hogan is really blessed. He's sitting here with his mouth open, y'all.
Aww.
I have one for Hogan. Hogan, just know the Lord said he's seen you, he has watched you, and he is grooming you for his purpose, and he's going to use you mightily. And he said, do not look to the left nor to the right, but to him, and don't wonder how this is going to happen because he's going to blow your mind. So your mind cannot even conceive what he's about to do in your life and this what he's even pouring out in you now.
He gave me, like, three words, strong, fierce, and brave.
He's telling me a mighty leader, but he's saying that he made you a leader for this specific time.
He's saying, he's telling me that you're special and you're forever his.
I really appreciate all that. I needed to hear all of that.
There's more.
My mind is already blown.
Kenneth in the chat room says, Hogan, I know where you have been, and you are okay. I will bless you. So just chillax. We got more for you, Hogan. God really wants to bless you. When we play this game of telephone, we call it, where we're asking God what he's saying about you, oftentimes I get feelings. God's feelings for people, and so I have a feeling of immense joy and passion that the Lord has for you, and you're walking into a greater season of revelation. It started with the dream, but there's more coming till he gets here. Shorty in the chat room says, Hogan, you are my son. I have chosen you now for such a time as this. You have come so far, and I have known all along how you would grow. You are perfect, and you are right where you should be, and as you should be. Do not worry.
The Lord just told me for Hogan.
Well,
he said
on.
My son. Okay.
I was almost done. Hold on. Sorry, Luco. Do not worry. You are Hogan. Hogan, you are mine. I love you, son. And that was from Leah in the chat room. Okay, sorry, Luco. Go ahead.
Oh, he just told me for Hogan. He said, my son, don't be afraid. Trust in me.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen, definitely.
Beautiful words. You're well loved. Well loved.
I really appreciate everything that's been said.
Yeah, Hogan's sitting here. He's really blessed you guys. His mouth is wide open, so you guys are really blessing him right now. And he actually has two friends here with him as well, and they're equally as blessed, so.
Oh, good. Well, also, Roman in the chat room, God says, Hogan, I long to see you. You will be with me soon, very shortly. Your love for me comforts me. So much awaits you, Hogan.
You told me that your mansion awaits.
that's a good word. Your mansion awaits. I like that.
I'm just blown away. I'm blown away.
Well, I think if anyone else on the line doesn't have anything more to say, God just wanted to get you real good. I hope he baked your noodle. I love playing telephone. It's fun to get blessed, you know, and all of us love it. Luca wanted it yesterday. I might have you guys play telephone on me today. I might. That'd be fun. So, Hogan, don't feel any pressure to, you know, stay on the line. Share as God leads you. Call anytime. It was really a huge blessing to hear your dream. Oh, I know. Someone in the chat room said, Hogan, I just saw a white horse waiting for you. Wow, that's cool. Rojo in the chat room saw a white horse waiting for Hogan. That's way cool.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
I appreciate it so much. Appreciate all the blessings so much.
Well, this is your Rapture Center, RCC Church. Jesus is our pastor. We got tired of following men, so Jesus is our pastor, and we just hang out here. And this is your church, too, so we need you. We need each other till he gets here, and feel free to share with us visions, dreams, anything. We're here. God told us he wanted to put us all together till he gets here to encourage one another, as the Bible says, until we see the day approaching. So, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen, God told me to. God told me to tell you guys we got to wait till 2030 now.
Worst joke ever.
Just kidding.
Banish you to the morning show. Banish.
Banish me? Don't do that.
Katie, Belle just gave you the devil sign in the room, okay? That's bad, Dustin. Belle's one to talk. Belle told us we had to until May 15th, and so he's going to get mad at the 30 date. Come on, Belle. Your May 15th date was almost as bad as 2030. Okay, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, no one likes your date, Belle.
Yeah, Belle. Hey, Katie, I want to make Katie happy because she's the princess. Katie, what worship song would we like next?
I don't think we have it on there, but I really want to listen to Part of Your World from The Little Mermaid.
The past time they'll play a song, Mike start doing it on the one show. Like, literally, we know it's time, so we're running out of kind of stuff to say. Like, everybody's getting on stuff.
Hey, Dustin.
We know it's time. Like, yo, what is up,
brother? You might want to, like, you know, mute yourself.
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, don't mute yourself, Dustin.
Yeah, we like eavesdropping on your conversation.
Well, it's good.
Hey,
if you heard it, it's about good.
Spreading the word.
Spreading the word, homie.
Grandma Pat just got dropped. Grandma Pat, I don't know what happened to you, but you better come back. We love you. Some people's calls are dropping, and I don't know if they're doing it on purpose or not. So stay on the line, you guys. This is your church. Okay, well, Katie, okay, I'm Luco, is this your new one, Rocking with Luco?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, Luco Evans plays really good guitar. You can go to his YouTube channel and see him, but let's rock out, and let's just lift up the Lord and rock out. Bye-bye now. I'm gonna go get some more. is in a dancing mood, don't you think, Luco? Because this is a dancing night. I think when Jesus dances,
say something really fast.
Yeah, Katie, talk.
It's really funny because you know how Michelle said that she uploaded her video 4 times, and about the 4th day or whatever.
Mhm.
Okay, so her video literally just uploaded all 4 videos. They're all on YouTube.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was like, oh wow.
Oh my goodness.
And they're all different, aren't they, Michelle? They're all different.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's awesome. Confirmation. it's funny.
Yeah,
I love
the last
that.
Video I did, the 4th one, was 7 minutes and 4 seconds long.
I love it.
See, that's what I'm talking about. He's flirting with his bride, and if you haven't been flirting with him, just ask him. He will. He really will do things like that. He does it with us at our house all day long. He's flirting with his bride in this moment. You just have to recognize it. You have to have faith for him, and you have to encourage him. You got to encourage your lover. You know, how would you like it if somebody kept? How would you like it if your lover kept giving you flowers? Okay, and every time they get, you know, after a while, you quit thanking them for the flowers. They'd probably quit giving you flowers, okay? So Jesus is flirting with us. He's giving us flowers before he marries us, and if you just ignore it, if you don't want the flowers, he'll just, you know, he'll stop because he's not a stupid lover. If you acknowledge the way he's flirting with you and accept the flowers until the wedding, he'll keep doing it. I mean, come on. That's just great. I mean, come on. You can't make up what happened to Michelle yesterday. I almost want you to tell the story again, Michelle.
You want me
I mean,
to?
She's out of – well, yeah, I mean, you're just sitting on your couch out of nowhere, and boom.
Yeah.
So cool.
Tell it again. Okay. So after the blog talk show, since the Lord wanted me to either go read my Bible or listen to some worship music, so I go sit on my couch and start reading my Bible. Well, I just start reading for a short time when I sensed him telling me that he wants me to lie down and then to close the Bible and put it down and close my eyes because he wants to show me his love, and I got the feeling that he wanted to surprise me as well. So I was just in there for a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and I didn't know if he was going to touch me or I was going to hear a noise or something, but after a little bit, he said, it will occur on the 4th, and I was sitting there thinking, the 4th? The translation will occur on the 4th, and then he said yes. And so that made me pretty happy. And then I opened back up my Bible and looking in there just for number confirmations. So I start looking in there, and then I look at the top of the page, and I'm on page 400.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was kind of a confirmation.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yep. You guys.
And then she uploaded her video 4 times.
I mean, come on, you guys. That's so great. I mean, again, Jesus has feelings. Oh, Jesus has feelings, too. If you acknowledge flirting with you and you thank him for it and you encourage it, he'll give you more. But if you just ignore him and don't, then he won't. Because, like I said, I wasn't kidding when I said he's not a stupid lover. I mean, he has feelings, too. If you're just going to keep ignoring all the things that he's throwing your way and not acknowledging him, he'll stop. Because, anyone in the natural, if you have someone you're dating and you're constantly pouring out your heart to them and they're constantly giving you the cold shoulder, you're going to quit doing it because it hurts your heart. You know, just think about that. When you're in love and you do something really sweet and the person that you love stops acknowledging it. It's like your love dies. And see, God's love will never die for us, but he's not a fool. You know, so he'll flirt, you know, if you encourage God in this last hour, this outpouring of love before the wedding, if you encourage him and acknowledge him and by faith believe what he's doing, he will do more. I know you guys know what I'm talking about on the line here. I mean, that's why we're rapture-centric, because we're finding him under every rock. We're finding what he's playing with us 24/7. Yeah. So, yeah.
Dude, remember, we're on man calendar. We're in the fourth month, and we're in the year 2000. On man, 444. So I can see that. Yeah.
Except we're kind of actually in the year 2013. So
we know that, but everybody else don't. But we're humoring everyone else. We know the truth.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. You know, you guys, it's so fun believing that it's today, because that's what he asked us to believe, but it's also fun to believe that he's coming on the 4th. It's fun to believe Luco's word that he's coming this week, you know, Dustin Wright's word, you know, it's just fun. And just continue to worship him and thank him. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Father, for flirting with us. We thank you for catching us off guard when we least expect it, like you did with Michelle, and just amazing her, and it amazes us, God. Thank you that you gave us each other to share all of this with. I mean, it would be so hard all alone in our bedroom. It's so nice that you've made us a body. And as we love on you today, Lord, flirt with us as a church. Flirt with us right now as we give you our time. We have another hour left, Lord, in this service, and flirt with us corporately as a body, as we worship you, Father. Have your way in this church service. Do what you want to do, Lord. We love you so much. We thank you, Father, that you're coming for us. We thank you that you've given us a place to share our wild stories of what you're doing, our dreams, your audible voice, the different ways you're flirting. You're so good, Lord. And could somebody on the line, Katie, will you do a scripture flip?
Let me see if I have a... 1 second, okay? Let me get one. Okay, this is what... Okay, you want me to read? This translation is called the Message Remix, so it's kind of different, but it says, God rules. There's something to shout over. On the double mainlands and islands, celebrate.
I love it. Say it again, Katie.
It says, God rules. There's something to shout over. On the double mainlands and islands, celebrate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Good word.
Oh, yeah. Which celebrate song, Katie? Which one? Do we have it on here?
I don't know. Do we? Celebration?
No, but we need to get that. We need to get that on here, Luco, if you're still there. I would like Alana... Alana, are you on the line? Could you please lead us in communion? Or Joe? Joe's on the line. No, he's not. He's not on the line anymore. Or
Joe, Katie. Be on the line. Be on the line, Joe. Pat, I know Pat is there.
Okay, so.
I mean, you know, communion is an important thing. It is.
I'm on the line, Judy. I can just...
Okay.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Your brothers and sisters ready?
Yeah, let's do it. We're ready.
All right. Communion to our Lord. At the Last Supper, Jesus, after he's betrayed and shifted the leaders and apostles there, he took the loaf and he prayed over it and he broke it. So this means my body do this in remembrance with me. Let us break our bread and eat it together. Later, the same supper, Jesus took the cup of wine and said, "This means my blood, the symbol of the new covenant. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." Pat, do you have something you want to read?
Yeah, I had written a little poem.
That would be
okay.
Awesome.
Okay. It said, "My love, my Lord, how we long to be with you. You hear our sighs, and for this we live, sharing all your love as to others we give. Where can we go, and what can we do? All we want right now is to be with you. And because, my God, you told us so, now it's time, my love, it's time to go." Amen.
Amen.
I had turned to some scripture here on Romans. I don't know if you want to hear it or you want someone else.
Thank you.
Tears.
I know, Pat. This song always gets you, huh, Grandma Pat? You love this song,
I'm crying.
Huh?
Every time I hear it, I cry. I can't help it. I just see us, you know, with him going up and that he's going to have that kind of music. It's like our marching song or our celebration song or our welcoming song or our something song, you know. It makes me cry every time. I get hammered every time I hear it. I can't help it.
When you cry, it's so... My son, little John, he said, Mom, Pat seems like an angel. I know. She's our angel.
Oh. I just, whatever I can do for any of you, you know, I'm here. I'm like, you know, I just pray every time that if there's anything I can share or give to anybody, you know, it's just, I just want to give to you. And I always pray before I come on that the Holy Spirit will just guide everything and guide everybody and help everybody. But every time I hear that song, it's like, wow, it's close. It's soon. He's coming. He's not fooling around. He's coming. He's coming to get us, and we're going to be busy. We're going to help others, you know. It's so exciting. It's just so exciting.
Yeah.
Poor Luco. I sent him, like, 11 songs. He must hate me. I looked up his... No, I have all these fantastic... I hope he can find them and play some for you guys, you know, and whatever, you know, you guys want to hear, but some of them are really pretty. So I hope that he's not too mad at me for sending him so many. Poor guy.
Wait, everyone in the chat room is Pat. We love you.
I love
Pat,
everybody.
You're amazing. Luco, are you still on the line? Roman in the chat room has a question. Are you on the line, Luco Cuco?
Yeah, I'm
probably
here.
Getting ready. Oh, hi, sweetheart. So,
what's up?
You getting ready for work, huh?
No, not yet.
Roman wants to know if you downloaded his new song that he sent you. Roman wants to know that.
Oh, I think I didn't. I think I totally, like, forgot about that. I honestly genuinely, like, did not even think about Roman's. Okay. For the people that I already put songs up for, don't get all butthurt if I don't put two up, okay?
First,
there's Keith. And the one that's funny, the ones that are complaining are the ones I've already put songs up for. Like, why did you put this song up? But I already put songs up for them. And then the other people that didn't have songs put up, they just, like, they're just all chill and happy, you know?
I like how mad you get. It's just fun. All right. Well, church. Hey, Luca, while you're there, can you do a scripture flip?
Sure. All righty. I try to stick in the New Testament because I always get really weird stuff in the Old Testament. Okay. See, for example, there's an Old Testament one. That's weird. Okay. Okay. I suck at this game. I really do. Okay. Okay, here. Okay. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water."
Beautiful.
That took me like 5 tries to get that.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. We love your word.
Ooh.
We're a church of stalkers. RCC, we're stalkers. If you're feeling drawn in this church, it's because, you know, God's a stalker, okay? And so he's stalking all of humanity. And so we stalk one another. And, you know, we stay open in the chat room until midnight. People come and go. Again, the little secret is that you have to just keep typing when the show ends and it won't kick you out. And if it does kick you out, all you have to do is click into a future show, one that hasn't happened yet, and then you'll find us. We stay here and we just hang out, and we're really rapture-centric together. So let's see. Does anybody on the line want to share any new revelations from the Lord? Everybody's unmuted. Okay. All right. Well, Jesus Christ, our pastor, he has made this church available for his bride to show her off and for her to show him off. And so now what we're going to do is we are going to pray. So I'm going to start, and then when you hear the line clear, I'm done praying, then I'd like you, if you're on the line, and there's about 10 of you, to go ahead and offer up a prayer. And if you're in the chat room, if you could offer up a prayer. And we're just going to pray for the entire globe, the entire planet. We're going to pray for one another. We're going to pray for Jesus, our God and Lord and Savior. And we're just going to love on our daddy right now. So I'll start. God, we love you. We worship you. We thank you for who you are in our life. We encourage you, God. We're here to help you. Do what you need to do in this last hour of humanity. And you can do it, Lord. We love you. We worship you with song. We take authority over any demonic stronghold that would hold any of your church down in Jesus' name. And we say peace and joy, Lord, fill your soul. We loose your beautiful spirit of peace and joy and freedom, Father God. And we just love you. Come and dwell. Do what you want to do with us tonight in Jesus' name.
Lord, we love you, and we just pray for the people of this world that you would open up their eyes to see, for them to see who you are, your amazing love, Lord, that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, and that they would realize that you are coming back very soon and that they would just open themselves up to you, Lord. And I pray for all the people in the Rapture-Centric Church, Lord, that you would just keep them encouraged and keep pouring out your love, Lord. And we love you. We love to worship you, Lord, and you're just amazing.
Jesus, we thank you for your passion, death, and resurrection, and your ascension, which paid the debts to your Father that we had accumulated through our sinfulness. We thank you for your precious blood shed, your holy wounds, all your pain and suffering, and all your life on earth to teach us the example of how to be like you, to do what you would do, to be as you are. We ask you to bless everyone in our beautiful church here and to bless everyone throughout the world, to give them the graces necessary for conversion, contrition, and that they too, their tenderness will one day be right with your tenderness, and that they will, that everyone will belong to you. So we thank you for everything you have done for us, everything in your passion that freed us up from the tyranny and slavery and the dominion of the devil, that just you freed us, you've taught us how to live, you've given us hope, and that we can be with you one day in heaven, which is our real home. So we thank you, praise and bless you, Jesus. Thank you.
Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for each and every one of us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for your love that you have for us. We thank you, Lord God, for your blessing that you're pouring out on each and every one of us, Lord God. And Father God, you said that they that wait upon the Lord, you will renew their strength. Thank you for renewing our spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for lifting us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do in our lives, Lord God, for the next level, Lord God, for what you're about to do with your church, Lord God, and those that are listening, Lord God. We thank you for your peace. We thank you, Lord God, for your love. We thank you for your anointing that you're pouring out on us, Lord God. And bless each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Keith, you're unmuted. I noticed you dropped and you called back in. So, Keith, if you want to offer up a prayer, you're unmuted.
Okay, I'll pray. Thank you, Lord, for all of the bride. Lord, we ask you to lift up the bride right now, Lord. Strengthen every single person in the bride. We ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you remove any problems that the bride's having with emotional issues, health issues, financial issues, any and all problems, distractions that the enemy is causing, Lord, we cast that out of their lives in Jesus' name. We ask you to restore the bride to strength, faith, Lord. Increase all the faith, increase the strength, Lord. Make the bride feel good and strong and happy, Lord. Give us happiness and joy and peace in our hearts and excitement for the rapture. Encourage our beliefs in the soon rapture, Lord, so we can all be excited and bless each one of us, Lord. Bless us so we can bless everyone else. Allow us to be blessings of light all every day in our lives, that other people will see us from a distance and see us glow with your light, Jesus. We pray this, Lord, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall?
We love you, Jesus. We surely love you. Thank you for Bill Oley. That's our RCC, Bill Oley, in the chat room. Somebody that has a Bible handy, can you please read Psalm 23? Somebody in the chat room said that that's what Bill Oley's music is Psalm 23. It really does. So if anyone has a Bible handy, could you please read that for us?
Yeah, I have a Bible handy here.
Okay, awesome.
Psalm 23? Okay, hang on, guys. 44. Hang on 1 second. I'm getting it. Okay, Psalm, here it is. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for giving us worship music that reminds us of Psalm 23, because, Lord, you have so many different sides to your personality. You're a conquering king. You're mighty and strong, but you're also gentle and kind, and you lead us beside still waters, and you restore our soul, and you're God of peace, and you cuddle us, and you stroke our hair, and you tuck us in at night, and you're so sweet. We love you, Lord. Well, guys, Raina's daughter is turning 16. Her name is Judy. So, Judy, if you're listening, we just want to tell you that we love you, Judy. RCC Church loves you. Our pastor, Jesus Christ, is crazy about you, his beautiful daughter. He can't wait for you to grow up in heaven and then on the new earth and give you all the beautiful life and dreams and things that you want to do. So we want to bless you with some prophetic words. We love your mom. Your mom, Raina, is just powerful. Whenever we play telephone with your mom, the only word that everybody gets is powerful. You have a mighty mother, a mighty woman of God. You're so blessed, Judy, to have Raina for your mama. And let's just bless Judy. She's turning 16. So everybody on the phone, if you have a word for her, please do it. And Judy, if you have a song request, we'll play a song for you at church. And we have Elvis and Michael Jackson and Katy Perry and Lincoln Brewster and the Beatles. We have, I don't know, but you can ask your mom and we'll play whatever we can. So if anyone on the line has a word for Judy, go for it.
I'm getting that she is the Lord's princess.
I'm proud of you. Thank you for your humble heart.
Be blessed, little one, Judy. Know you will be with me always.
Both in my family who are in the military in different branches say, if there's one thing that's an absolute truth, we are...
Tell me I'm your provider. Trust in me. When have I not provided for you? I am Judy's sweet, sweet daughter. You are blossoming into one of mine.
Rojo in the chat room says, Judy, my darling child, you have grown up under my wing. Trust in me that I will finish your journey, walking right beside you.
I I can't wait to see you face to face.
I'm getting that he loves you more than you can even imagine.
Judy, your love is pure to me. You make me so happy. Many rewards await you. You will be lying with me in green pastures. And that's from Roman in the chat room. And Rojo in the chat room says, Judy, we will be together in heaven so soon that it will astound you. Be ready, my child. And Judy, this is Judy here talking. And I want to tell you that as I was reading Roman's word to you from the chat room, God gave me a picture of angels brushing your hair in heaven. I guess you're going to have long hair because I saw the angels brushing your hair, and you're just absolutely beautiful. I know you must be beautiful, but they were brushing your hair.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute. Rain in the chat room said she is happy. It's her dream to have long hair. That's so precious. Yeah, I saw it was real long. They were brushing it, just spoiling her, brushing her hair. It was beautiful vision. I hope that happens to me, too, because my name's Judy, too. I want to get my hair brushed by angels.
You will.
Love you, Judy. We're so glad that you're with us, honey, and, you know, we're going home soon. Do you have a word for her, little John?
There's another Judy?
It's Raina's daughter. She turned 16.
I thought it was you. I'm like, really? No, but I was just wondering who Judy was because there's my mom.
Aw. My goodness. Katie, are you still on the line, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm here.
What song would you like me to play for Judy, Sweet 16?
I want you to pick.
It's kind of hard because you don't really know what I have, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I know you have a lot of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have?
I'm kind of tired of that Katy Perry song. I've played it so many times.
What other songs?
Well, I like my demon song, Imagine Dragons.
What about, I kind of want to hear Billie Jean.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one, because that's going to be fun for her birthday, Billie Jean. Okay, Lord, we're going to rock out with Jesus for Raina's. Okay, so Judy, for your sweet 16 right now, honey, you need to start dancing, because we're going to dance with you. Jesus and the whole RCC church, we're going to dance. I'm going to put you, and I'm going to dance Billie Jean with you, okay? And just remember, God told little John he made it to heaven. God told little John that Michael Jackson is singing at mansion parties, and he's all the rage in heaven. So here we go.
Thank you.
know, while we were doing that, I was rocking out, and Roman is 17. He's in the chat room. He saw a vision of Jesus doing a Michael Jackson with angels behind him. And I thought that was because my son, little John, he got so many visions of Jesus love to dance, and he likes to, he does all kinds of dancing, dances with Angel Gabriel. He sees them dancing with different angels, and they really have a good time. So I think it's so cool that people in the chat room are, like Bill Oley saying, ha ha, Jesus doing the moonwalk. He just, you know, but he really does do the moonwalk, Bill. Little John has seen Jesus, probably the most visions of Jesus dancing. It just, he loves to dance. He even was breakdancing with sunglasses on in one of Little John's visions. And I don't know why Jesus would, I don't know why, but maybe just to look cool.
What a great God we serve, you guys. What a great God.
Oh, Judy, we love you. You're so awesome, honey. Well, I want to braid your hair. When the angels are done brushing it, I want to braid your hair in heaven. So that'll be fun. Well, you guys, the show will be over soon. Church is almost over, but we still have a few minutes. I don't know why. I'm just dying to hear Keith talk. Keith, do you have anything to share, my dear?
Nothing to share. Not right now.
Okay. Joe, do you have any nuggets to share, my friend?
No, not at the moment. Just alone in the spirit from you all.
All right. Sounds good. Katie, do you have anything to share? Katie and Luco. Luco's probably almost ready for work there. Well, I could read an inbox. Guys, I get lots of... Oh, I know. Yeah, breaking news. There's another shooting at Fort Hood. You guys can get all the bad news when we get off the line. There was no big earthquake while we had church, but there was breaking news about a shooting. But just keep praying for the world. Just keep praying for the world. But let's see. Oh, okay. All right. They're requesting in the chat room that Pat, our beautiful Pat, sing a song. Okay,
oh.
Pat, would you want to...
there's a love song. Well, it's sort of a love song. I was kind of practicing it somewhat. It's called If, and I thought maybe one day you guys would want to hear it. So I can give it a try. I'm a little raspy, but I can give it a try if you want it. The words are really pretty. So let's see. okay, guys. If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can I paint you? Words would never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no one home but you. You're all that's left me too. And when my love life is running dry, you come and pour yourself on me. If I could be in two places at one time, I'd be with you tomorrow and today, beside you all the way. If the world should stop revolving, slowly spinning down to die, I'd spend the end with you. And when the world was through, then one by one, the stars would all go out, and you and I, we'd simply fly.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Pat.
Thank you,
Pat.
That's. I put all of you guys in my heart, and I sang it to him. And, yes, I have to tell you, Jesus loves to dance, because I am, every week we do the walls, or I will do a freestyle thing, and not jitterbug, but but almost like Lindy sometimes. I mean, he loves to dance. And I always have the same beautiful gown on with the slippers and my hair up in curls, and I'm like a size 2, thank God. And and we dance. I'll put music on, and we dance. I can see it in my heart. And clear as a bell, like you all get visions, and he'll do this. That's for every one of you guys out there. He will dance with you. He will dance. Anything you want, he will do it. He loves to dance, our God. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yes, he will dance with you. Yeah.
Pat, everyone in the chat room, Deborah's saying she has goosebumps all over. Raina's saying, wow, Pat, you're awesome. Even her daughter loved that. Rojo, she just was really touched. It was so beautiful. We're all so blessed. That really was gorgeous. Thank you so much. If you listening and you wanted some fellowship after church, we stay in the chat room. If you're not in the chat room now, you can
Honey,
bump
I
in
can't
by
get
press-
on. I can't get on. Plus, I can't stay up late because I'm up and down all night, so I try to go to bed early because he'll wake me up in the middle of the night and to spend hours talking with him. I mean, he does this for all of us. And I get, I have physical problems. So it isn't that I don't want to be. Anybody wants to, you can give my email. Judy, you have my email. Give it to anybody who wants it. I will yak away online with you that way. But at night, I because I have my special needs daughter here, and I always can't be on the phone and stuff, it's a little bit sticky for me sometimes. But if anybody wants to go online with the email, I will. I do this. I minister, and I send to people like 4,000 at a time besides you guys all over the world, and this is what I do. This is what God has me do. I do spiritual ministry and just listening to people and praying with them online, So I do this. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody want to know Pat's email, go ahead and inbox me at the Rapture Kitty and I can give you that, okay?
Yes.
So we
I will do that.
Guys, we have 30 seconds left. Everybody on the phone, the Spirit and the Bride say,
come!
Oh, we love you, Jesus. Come get us. Come get us.
Come fetch us, Lord. It's time.
Time.
Love you guys. Love you guys.
Love you, sweethearts.
Love you, brother Luco.
Bye.
Love you, Joe. Love you, Tana.
We sound like the Wolfens.
Bye, Keith. Love you.
Love you.
Love you, Katie. Love you, Pat. Love you, Judy.
Love you, sweeties.
Love you, Jesus.
Love everybody.
Love you.
Love you, Leah. Love you, Katie.
Love you, everybody. All you guys. Just love you to death. Thank you so
much
for all your love.
We're all getting raptured. We're getting raptured tonight. Praise God. We're
amen,
all out of here.
Oh.
We're ready, too.
Amen. Are we ready? Come get us, Lord.
Come get us, Lord.
Yeah. Come get us.